Wilcox, Los Angeles, California, August 20th, 1908. Eld Wilcox, Boulder, Colorado. Dear brother, I caution you not to make any hasty moves. A great mistake would be made if you should give up your work at the Colorado Sanitarium to those who do not fully sense their responsibilities, who would let down the spiritual standard and cheapen the work. The position you hold is an important one. Those who occupy such positions should be men who will not walk in their own counsel, but in the wisdom of the Lord's counsel. Make no mistake in the men who hold positions of trust in the sanitarium, for Satan is ready to take advantage of every opportunity to find an entrance. Men are needed who will be true as steel to principle. If you have reliable men and women who have not exalted ideas of their own capabilities, but who are led and taught by God, hold fast to them. Be very sure that in every advance move that is made, you are following the great leader. Keep in mind the word of the Lord to his people Israel. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. Let there be the constant exercise of true humility. It is a mistake to employ in our sanitariums men or women who give evidence that they are unconverted. Great harm can be done by one or two such ones who cling to their inherited tendencies and cultivated tendencies to wrong, and when provocation arises, reveal an evil, irreligious spirit. One or two such examples in an institution will be sufficient to develop the same evil spirit among the patients and other members of the family. All who connect with our sanitariums need the work of grace to be constantly going on in their hearts, if they would reveal the grace that maketh wise unto salvation. All who take up sanitarium work in any line are under obligation to God to exert a sanctified influence. A careless, untamable spirit revealed will do the institution great injustice. Those who profess the name of Christ, who bear the name of Christians, yet who fail to reveal the character of Christ in sanctification and holiness of life, dishonor the Master. The boards of managers of our sanitariums should understand their responsibility to guard the interests of the institution. If the men and women employed do not exert an influence that brings honor to Christ, it is doing injustice to the institution to retain them. Let the reliable men be called together. Pray and believe, and let all who have any part to act make every effort to increase their capability to labor successfully for souls. Learn how to work as Christian ladies and gentlemen. Let not any of those act as leaders who themselves still need to be converted. In all our institutions, we are to make it manifest that we are bought with a price. When the men and women individually sit at the feet of Jesus and learn of him with humble hearts and minds, they will be taught of God, and they will appreciate the lessons that Christ has given in his word. To our people in Boulder and Denver, Colorado. I have a message for all the believers in Boulder and Denver. Take heed to the words of Christ. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James 1, verse 5. I would say to all who have an interest in the Boulder Institution, walk humbly with God. Satan has come down with great power, knowing that his time is short. He works with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in those who have turned away from the truth. The souls of men and women are precious in the sight of God, for they are bought with the price of His beloved Son. Then began He to upbraid their cities, wherein most of His mighty works had been done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works had been done in Sodom that have been done in thee, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father but the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Matthew 11, verse 20-27. To all, the Savior gives the blessed invitation. Come unto me, he says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Verses 28-30. I am instructed to say to the church in Boulder, there are troublous times before us, which very soon will break upon the proud and unbelieving, and upon those who profess to believe the truth for this time, but who are not living self-denying Christian lives. I am charged to arouse the watchmen to give the last message of mercy to the world. Oh, that our unbelieving hearts might be broken, and that we as a people might be sanctified through the truth. Those whom Christ makes free are free indeed. There are so many who are trying to climb up to heaven by some other way than the right way.